Blog Talk Radio.
These couple late night vibes, me and all my niggas. We just tryna come up with a way to make a fucking difference. Cause you want that change too, if you really from the trenches. The army kept me out, yeah, they said I was statistic. Yeah, my life had changed when I seen my father go to prison. They said I'd be the same too, you know I didn't listen. Went down the same road, and I ain't seen no difference. Thinking about my life, if I were back, you know shit would be different. The villa lost smell, I'm asking God why y'all kill him. When rivers died, I get so high, feel like I died with them. All these voices in my head telling me I be tripping. I can't let my mama down. She keep telling me that I'm gifted. I can't trust no hope. Last one to me and my feelings. Told you what the mood was back in the beginning. Overplay my part with you, girl. You was moving different. Everybody knew I had no clue. They told me I ain't listen. Robin souls played me. Kansas souls saved me. Kentucky bitches still hit me up. They want my baby. New bitches save me. Cause my own ones play me. They tell me that I'm changing. Now they wanna blame me. If I get these hoes a chance, nigga, it's the same thing. Lot of niggas claim my brothers, but these niggas shady. You said you wasn't gon' live. I can tell you ain't rapping for the team.
You know I'm mad. acting like a lady. Give it up to you on the third day. No one wanna dance and get crazy for you, yeah. No one wanna put it on for you, yeah. You know you got me following the rules, yeah. I'm choosing you. Let me show you I'm proof. Yeah, no waiting, you can get it in the morning. Teach me, baby, yeah, you know I'm learning. I can't stop feeling on you, yeah. Wanna have my cake and eat it too, yeah. The truth is, you got me acting like a fool. You got me acting like a fool. You know I'm acting like a lady. Give it up to you on the third day. No one wanna dance and get crazy for you, yeah. No one wanna put it on for you, yeah. You know you got me following the rules, yeah. I'm choosing you.
Hey, yo, welcome to OG Radio Christmas Special. It's your favorite host of the Brothers Toast Radio, Rel, and your favorite girl with the 12, Genesis.
He just took it from me because I was sitting there thinking like, oh, yeah, I did come up with a slogan. Oh,
mm-hmm.
With the twist in there in the mix. Okay,
hey.
So today is a special Christmas special show for tomorrow. It's going to be Christmas. It came by so fast, don't you think?
It did. Like, I don't even know what the hell went on. That's how I feel.
Yeah, the whole year then went by so fast, man. I hope it slowed down a little bit next year so I can catch up because I feel so behind.
All right. I swear.
Yeah.
You go to sleep,
today,
wake up, and something didn't happen.
Exactly. There's a lot going on. So what? So we got to do today for the special, because it's usually poetry night, but since we don't have any poets tonight, I don't know, maybe we can come up with something with Christmas poems, or somebody can call us and tell them what they've been doing lately.
I feel like I thought everybody's going to call in tonight, but I don't know.
We'll see,
you know,
what happens.
The OG gang is going to be under one phone call at the moment, but I don't know.
We got a caller?
No. I don't know. Like, it was so much confusion today. So I don't know what the hell is going on.
Man. So, I do got something I do want to talk about. And you might not want to talk about it right now because you're going to get up and roar.
Oh, shit.
I was just noticing that Trump has all those pardons going on. What do you think about that?
Yo.
I knew I could ask you.
I don't even know, but like, it is the stupidest, but makes sense, but at the same time, the dumbest stuff I've seen. I don't know, man. Like, the fact that it took them 2 hours to read 6,000 pages was crazy. And then we had two copies, which is even more crazy. I don't know, man. I don't even know. My head is not even wrapped around it. I don't even know. I have no idea. Like, I know he wants to sign the bill, but he's refusing to sign the bill at the moment for various reasons. I don't know, man. People should just really stop getting their hopes up, for one, and stop depending on the government, you know. Bill, stimulus checks, help but don't help, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, in my eyes, at some point, they go ask for that shit back, you know.
That's what that's what I think.
Right? Because, lo and behold, everybody, tax season is around the corner. Now, from all the scamming and scheming and all the money everybody obtained and all the bullshit we did and went through of 2020, if y'all don't think for one moment they ain't going to take this shit out of people's taxes, y'all crazy.
Exactly. I was thinking that.
Hurt.
But it's not me because I never received one, so I'm good.
Me neither.
I never received
a stimulus ever. Never in my life. I don't even get taxes back. Hell, I always owe taxes. So, you know, that ain't shit I ever look forward to.
Well, I'm definitely interested in what's going to happen January 21st.
All right. Yeah,
I'm definitely interested.
Everybody over here is like, we get another 1,200. And what did you do with that 1,200? Because clearly you didn't really do too much with it besides what I've seen a lot of people buy shoes, steal shoes, and sell it back like they was riding the hood or some shit.
I feel like the money is not enough. I feel like they should have did a cease on rent and mortgages and you know, things like that. Just like other countries did. You know, people didn't have to pay rent for months.
Well,
and then it would start back up.
They started at the beginning of COVID. They started the whole no months. Because me and my fiance we didn't have to pay our car notes for 3 months when the heart of COVID hit. So when they shut down everything, we didn't have to do the car notes and none of that. I was happy, like, hey, fuck the car note for 3 months. That's an extra piece to be in my pocket. But
hey, I didn't do that.
And then
I own my car at the end of this month. Oh, thank God. Yes.
Hey, K's in the building as well.
What's good, Joe?
What's up, AK? Hey, how y'all doing tonight? Hey.
Chilling right now.
I'm finna get tipsy.
Nobody getting a lady?
Real cool.
No, I'm on my way.
I'm drinking already.
My Christmas Eve party. So I'm going to be a little bit later.
I kind of already started. I've been drinking that eggnog.
I can't drink that neither. I've never been a fan of that. I just don't understand. Like, I've never been a fan of it. I've never drank it, but there's some people who be like, oh, eggnog, it's so good. I'm like, you can keep
right.
That.
Exactly.
I don't know. They got the brandy in it. You know, I've been months without drinking anything, so I'm going to enjoy
right,
my
so
little
you
meal.
Mean, get your season started,
right? Right. That's that Bailey. I can't do it.
I ain't never been a fan of that. You know, like, it don't do nothing. I guess that's just
well,
you. Go to the bathroom.
Dang, don't jinx me like that now, dog.
For
that's
real.
Messed up.
Milk and beer don't go together. So just know when you wake up.
What about a mudslide? That's the same thing, though.
When you wake up, it's over with.
Dang, it's over
with.
You
know, if I wake up, I'm over. Yeah, right. Exactly.
Dang.
Because I'm going to cuss your ass out just for jinxing me.
Yeah, he did that on his own. I don't know why you would do that. That is so easy. Bro. You disrespect somebody like that.
You lucky
yeah,
I didn't give you
I know.
I heard it wasn't safe.
Right. You lucky you didn't get your care package today, Genesis.
I know. I really wanted it. I really did. I was really sitting there, and I was like, damn, I forgot, because we had to leave early today to go out to the family's house. So I was just like, okay, I forgot until you text me. I was like, shit. Oh, but before I go to the family's house tomorrow? Yes.
I'm going to give you a warning to only eat half. I'm telling you now. Eat half, eat half, eat half.
Eat half?
You
damn,
eat the whole thing.
You got me concerned now.
I'm trying to tell you how strong it is. If you eat the whole thing, I won't hear from you till Tuesday or Wednesday.
Damn.
What you said to
I'm
going to
get the other half to my mama.
She decided to indulge into some edibles, and I have a very strong gummy bear.
You said prayer behind
that. I bit the head of it. I only ate the head of it once, and I was tripping really hard. I mean, I wasn't tripping.
But you know what?
I think
maybe it has something to do with your body weight, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is... So the ones you showed me, I'm pretty sure had a low milligram. This one's a very higher dose.
We don't see. What about you, AK? Do you indulge?
Every blue moon. When it's able for me to indulge. Yeah, every blue moon. You know.
Every blue moon.
Having my day. I ain't saying like a real blue moon, just every once in a while. All right, because that would be technical.
I understand.
That gummy bear.
When COVID's over, we're going to all have to get together and do some and hang out. At least that's what I want to do.
Yeah, I'm with that.
I'm with it.
But y'all girlfriends, do they be tripping? I don't think so.
Nope.
No. Not at all.
Okay. Okay, good.
She won a
She won a what?
She won already, though. She won already.
That don't mean nothing. Right. Let me tell you, I've been down that road before. In the dome. That don't mean nothing.
I'm saying, there's no reason to trip because she won already.
That doesn't mean anything. Are you talking about the ring?
It does. Yeah,
no, it
don't. That's the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't mean nothing because people still cheat. People still do stuff. That don't matter. Let me tell you, I've been married before.
Those are weak men.
That don't mean nothing.
Those are weak men right there.
Right.
Yeah,
those are weak men.
Mm-hmm.
Does Mr. B-Train have to work
today? Tell me that, no.
I think so.
On Christmas Eve?
I don't know. Hey, I had to go to work.
I mean, I worked.
So, hey.
Yeah,
me too. I worked.
And then I got off. I got off early, though, for one.
So I got off on
that was nice.
Because I've been missed out overtime himself.
Right?
I
and I
got to
go to work.
So I ain't got to worry about that.
Oh, you work from home.
Yeah. I wish I
had. I have a different view about y'all. I honestly do.
No. I definitely work from home.
I do. No, I have a different view about everybody who's working from home. I don't.
What's
I just
your
really
view?
Have a problem with. I just feel like, you know, y'all got the
you
best of both worlds. I'm not hating. I'm just saying some other stuff that y'all ain't got to go fight the elements, the cold. Y'all ain't got to worry about getting in the car, driving. You ain't got to worry about going to work, coming back from lunch on time. You chilling.
Exactly.
You may not have to put on clothes if you don't want to.
That's true. Goddamn so.
me being an essential worker, I don't have a lot of sympathy for y'all being stuck in the house. I don't have sympathy for many of y'all.
You know?
I don't.
I don't like being stuck in the house all the time. It does get boring, but at the same time, it is nice. You don't have to leave, but I had plenty of years, because I'm retired. I had plenty of years of getting up at the crack of dawn, 4 o'clock in the morning, to be outside running 8-9 miles in the cold. So I don't feel bad at all. I really don't.
Ah.
I enjoy it.
That's true. That cold weather is nothing nice.
Right, exactly. So I'm not mad. I'm enjoying myself.
That's cool.
Anyways, so what are y'all plans? What's everybody's plans for tomorrow?
Sleep.
My plan is to be the man.
It's a what?
To be the man.
I'm sleeping.
To be the man.
To be the man. That's it. I do want to be the man.
Anybody got any Christmas any Christmas stories they want to tell? Any Christmas stories they want to tell?
I don't even like Christmas.
You a Grinch.
Christmas for the Queen.
I'm not a Grinch. I just don't like it like that.
I mean,
yeah, it's not the
it's
same as a kid.
You just be like, nah, not as it. When you get older, you realize Christmas is just a whole bunch of price tag.
Yeah.
Christmas is price tag.
Pretty much.
And then you,
exactly.
And you putting together toys and all this other mess. Like, you like, whoever told me about Christmas is a liar.
Exactly.
So you don't think
we should
tell our kids about Santa Claus?
Hey, I'll let them write that out until they realize I've been buying presents.
Exactly. My kids, my oldest kids, been writing that out until they found out who was the mastermind behind it. Now they're like, oh, well, this is what I wanted.
They tell Santa, hey. No, Santa said he wasn't coming in there. My niece so slick. She was like, I told my niece, like, yeah, okay, yeah, tell Santa what you want. She's like, okay, this is what I want Santa to get, but this is what I want you to get. I'm like, why are you going to tell Santa? Nah, see, it's two different levels to this. I'm like, you're five. You shouldn't know. I'm just like, really? She's been here before.
Yeah, she know better. Hello? My daughter still believe in Christmas, though. And she's 8, so I'm good right now. I think this is the last year, though. Next year, I think it's going to be a wrap.
It's never easy.
She still does the whole Santa Claus. She still believes in Santa Claus, which makes me feel happy about it.
Well, probably pretty much. That's it.
We have to play some Christmas music, y'all. We got some Christmas songs. Really well. I said, where's the Christmas music at?
You know what? I didn't even get a chance to put it all in when I get home. So I definitely would have set that up like I've done some of the other Christmases. But hey, I was busy. But
you
got to
show me how to do this.
The playlist for the music.
Yeah, we should. That Mariah Carey every year gets play for me.
No. I'm retired at.
Retired Mariah Carey?
I'm tired of hearing that song. I'm going to be honest with you. I can't do it. I'd be like, no, you're not doing this again. You're not. Every store you go into, all you hear is Mariah Carey Christmas song. You're like, no, bro. I don't even want to hear that.
Okay, what about The Temptations?
That's a classic. You know, you just hear it. It's like, I feel like none of these R&B people don't want to remake no Christmas song just to give it a different flavor. I feel like that's just a mistake. Sometimes you got to, you know, switch it up.
Then you
What's the topic now? Christmas songs?
Yeah, Christmas songs.
I hate Christmas songs as much as I hate church songs.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn, that's, don't say that. What?
You said both.
I love that.
Hey,
that's
real bad, bro.
I Christmas song, man. It's horrible. It's all the stress. It's just bad. I don't like Christmas songs. I hate it.
That's deep.
No, I ain't going to say
You don't even
all.
Like the
I like
Temptations?
I like some of them. I
like you said.
I like
you said
Donny
Hathaway's song.
Not all of them. But I like The Temptations. I like Donny Hathaway. I like when Chris Brown remade it. Mariah Carey's was cool, so I found out she was lip singing. So I'm like, you know what?
It happened,
but when she got caught, you know, when she got caught a few years ago, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'm done.
Well, she sang the original, bro, so you can't get mad at. A lot of people lip sing when they do certain stuff, certain events.
I mean, but Mariah Carey been doing it for a long time, and then what made her worse is. She performed and didn't know none of the words to her own song, which was
made
worse.
Yeah, that's messed up.
And when she tried to hit the note, it wasn't happening.
Well, she getting old.
I know a lot of old people still hit the note.
Aretha Franklin could still sing. probably rebel.
Yeah, but that.
I watched that in the verses, so you can't tell me nothing.
Man, Mariah Carey's way younger than them.
You're right. I just watched Patty hit her, do her verses, and Patty was still getting it. So,
you know, nobody
nope, still
killing it. You. Yeah. I don't know what happened to to Mariah Carey.
So don't know.
Dang.
But
well, I don't know so much for the Christmas theme.
You said what?
I said I don't know too much then about the Christmas because I'm not big on Christmas either, but I just do it because of the children.
I just feel like
I like Halloween.
Why the hell are we? I feel like why are we celebrating something that we can
a pagan
do
holiday?
At any random time? Like we could randomly buy our kids whatever
yeah.
the hell they want. At any time. Why do we choose this particular day to do it?
That's why I said
that.
That
is true.
That's
but it's
exactly
a pagan holiday.
That's just like Valentine's Day. It's not a real holiday, but people wait till Valentine's Day to tell somebody they love them.
Exactly.
365.
Exactly.
And they should do it year round.
That's what I'm saying.
You said that the magic number. Should I sing that same song, Genesis?
Go for
what's
it.
The magic word?
Rally round.
You don't remember my song I sung last week?
Don't do it. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that.
From beginning
to end,
365 days of the year.
I want to say, well, what was wrong with you, bro?
He be playing too much when he be singing.
I don't know. Whoa.
He do.
Whoa.
The day
good
he sang
the
Pokemon song, I was done. I was still messed up off the Pokemon joint. Like, I ain't lay that down at all. Like, I ain't lay that down at all, bro. Like, every time I see a
man
pop up and I see a video, I think it's the Pokemon song. Like, here we go. I've been waiting on this all day so I can laugh.
For all of those who
he should put some more live videos up there.
This is what happened, y'all. This is Radio Red. This is what happened. I was driving home, right, because my coworker got me back into playing Pokemon Go. Shout out to Carlos. He had me back into playing it, right? And I have a lot of music and theme songs and random stuff on my phone on iTunes.
You
right?
Sure the hell do.
I was went to the next song, and it so happened to be the Pokemon theme song. So I was like, you know what? Snapchat.
It was meant to be.
I just look like I know this dude ain't singing the damn song. Unless he was.
And I chose to do the raspy voice. My voice was hurting at the end, but it was worth it.
I can tell. You were singing that with all your little mic. Never had nobody say Pokemon like that before.
Man. It was dope. I just want to be the best Pokemon master I can be.
Ain't nobody trying to hit it.
Exactly. He just needs to
stop
playing and get out there and sing for real.
Right.
Can you sing for real, really real?
I can hold a tune. I can hold a tune. I can say that.
That's deep.
My mother used to force me. She forced me to be in the choir when I was a kid. So that's where that came from.
Yeah.
So my grandmother, she was alive.
Mother.
She was able to sing. My dad could sing. My mom could sing. My twin sister could sing. I was just there to hold a tune.
Well, maybe next time you can get on here, you can really hold a tune for us.
Because I'll be playing all the time. I don't think I can get serious. Like, I think Monday or Tuesday, I had put on an instrumental and I was spitting some bars. And then I just quit within, like, after 10 seconds. I'm like, yo, that's all y'all get. You know? But for some reason, like, when I did it live, right, I was going with the beat. But when I went back and played it the next day, I was so offbeat, I'm like, what the hell? But, you know, I don't know.
I do need to discuss something, though. I don't know if this is going to be an appropriate topic or not.
Always appropriate on OG Radio. AK's phone call just dropped, by the way.
Oh, AK call us back. He probably
know,
in the
right?
city right now anyway. But like, right. I'll talk to y'all later. It's Christmas holiday spirit.
But what's the conversation topic you want to bring up?
I want to talk about sex. Sex, baby.
Right.
Let's talk
yeah.
about.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What about it?
What in a relationship, what is mm-hmm. the longest time you went without sex? Like, if you're in a relationship, what's the longest time? Like, y'all together, but y'all not intimate. Is that a thing? Have you ever experienced that before? And if anybody else wants to call in, what's the phone number? 516-666. What's the last four?
9826.
So 516-666-9826. Call in and tell us if you have ever experienced that. And go ahead, Pharrell.
So I have two answers to this. The first answer, it was a by choice thing. So the first answer
okay.
is when I was with somebody, when we were talking or in the beginning stages of it, we waited 6 months. I was able to wait 6 months and be together without sex. But that was by choice.
Okay.
But by not choice, I would say the longest without was two and a half, 3 months.
And y'all was together? You said it was not by
mm-hmm.
choice? What do you mean by that? It was not your choice, it was her choice.
No, just it was it just didn't happen. It was just no intimacy for those 3 months. That's what that was. But
there was no
answer,
interest.
Yeah, that was by choice. No intimacy.
Okay.
Yeah, the first one that was by choice. That was me and the young lady met, vibing out or whatever, and by choice we chose not to have sex for 6 months.
Well, I mean, was that like a conversation? Like, how did that go?
No, there was no conversation. It was just a respect thing out the gate where it was like, I just want to see where you at mentally and not really focus on the sex part. But anybody that knows me knows I don't wait and I don't like to wait and I hate waiting.
Okay. So that was when y'all was already together and then decided to wait, or that was prior to y'all being intimate? So y'all be intimate first and then stop.
No, see, that was the beginning where we met, whatever, we kicking and vibing, going out, doing this, that, and the third. And we just, you know, for 6 months of us knowing each other, getting to know each other, we just didn't have sex.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how was that for you?
Like,
was you snooping around with other people during that time? Was you fucking around or no?
No, I wasn't, because I was actually interested in that person. So I wasn't. But if I wasn't interested, and like again, for those who know me, knows I don't wait, don't like waiting. If I wasn't interested in a woman and we met and we didn't have sex within 30 days, I'd have been fucking something else. Somebody else.
Oh. So no masturbation.
Realistically. Of course. But I feel like I shouldn't have to. So I feel like you should just give it up. Because I'm gonna make sure to set the mood. You know what I'm saying? If the mood's there, then you just be like, nah, well then we can have problems.
Okay.
I think that is a deal breaker in a lot of relationships.
What's that?
Sex is a deal breaker.
I mean, what part about it? Just not having it at all,
just,
or doing certain things
right.
in the bedroom?
Right. If it don't happen at all, like maybe once or twice a month, then yeah, that's a deal breaker. That's a problem.
Okay.
On average, if during a given week, on average, it should be 3 times a week, on average.
So, okay. Do you think that's, is that realistic? Is that a realistic thing?
Statistically speaking, that's a real thing. Three times a week is the average, statistically speaking. But if I want to just go off of, like, myself, I would agree. Like, yo, three times a week is should happen. There's 7 days in a week. Three times in that 7 days, it should happen. Especially on a weekend. We should go down on a weekend. You know, like the weekend, like, let's just say if, well, I'll put it like this because I've experienced this as well. When a boyfriend and girlfriend, when they're together as boyfriend, only as boyfriend and girlfriend, and they don't live with each other, they end up having a lot of sex because they have time where they miss their other partner. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go the week without seeing them, and then the weekend you see them, so they have a lot of sex. Or if they do see each other out the week, they do have a lot of sex because they have those moments where they miss their other partner. But when you move in, that shit goes down. That number goes all the way the fuck down.
To what? Like, once every 2 months or something?
You can say that, pretty much. And I think it's like that because there's no anticipation on seeing that other person anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because you live with them, they're just there. So now you see them all day, every day, or, you know, whatever the case. So it's like, you would anticipate on seeing your other partner naked and shit. But now it's like, okay, I see this motherfucker every day naked. It's like, eh. You know what I'm saying? It's like, where's the turn on?
What is the turn on? Like, in-house goodies. What do you mean?
In-house is not always in-house, though. Just because they live with you don't mean you have sex with them all the time. And again, that's because you live with them, you see them every day, you're with them all the time. Or it could be one person has a higher sex drive and the other one doesn't. That's definitely always a problem. Mine is high as fuck.
Do you think?
I know that.
I would think males would be higher anyway, but I guess when y'all get into y'all 30s, it slows down, is what I heard. I don't know how
shit
true that is.
You're shitting me.
You only been 30 mine for peaks. A week.
Hey, and that shit has been skyrocketing. I'm over here like, oh, when the fuck?
Does it make you feel any different with pregnant women? Does it make you feel any different with pregnant women?
What you mean?
With being intimate, because they bellies and shit is big.
That don't mean nothing to me.
Yeah, some guys be scared, though.
Shit, not me.
They be scared to
touch. I got three baby mama, four baby mama.
That don't mean nothing.
Shit.
That just means
like rabbit.
During, you just probably do. Oh.
You heard that
yeah,
song,
you
do song
got
baby?
A lot of kids, though. No, I ain't never heard it.
Well, listen to the song, and that's what I was on. That type of shit I was on.
Your ass is
fuck.
Just nasty.
Yeah, but I mean, I ain't trying to put business out there, but no, nah, that shit dead right now.
I'm sorry. He's on the trying to put. I ain't asking
about that.
You ever
heard that song? I was about to say, you ever heard that song? I've been through the desert on a horse with no name.
What the hell do you be listening to?
Everybody know that.
No,
I believe by Duran Duran, maybe. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out in the rain. I don't know the rest.
So do you think when you get married, because I've been married before, and I was younger then, so I really don't remember as much
right.
with the whole sex thing. I don't think it's, I feel like you do still be very much so intimate.
Okay, let's see. My previous marriage, it happened a lot, I would say.
Right.
Before marriage, it was all the time. got married and lessened some, but it was still there.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
A man and woman sex drive.
Yeah. It might be.
You don't have to.
But if you stop now,
to...
you...
huh?
What? What'd you say? What'd you about
you
to say?
You don't have to be attracted to a man or a woman to have sex.
How you don't?
I've had a lot of one-night stands. It didn't mean I was attracted to every woman I had a one-night stand with.
I've had one, and see, now I'm putting my business out there. excuse me, I am a lady, guys. I am not a thotty body, just so y'all know. These were in my
That's
younger days, and I was I enjoyed myself somewhat. But it was a time, but you had to be super fine for me to even think about. And you know what's so sad about that? And I'm going to be straight up honest. They're usually fine, but their penis is usually small. It's a motherfucker, like little.
Wow.
Small. The really fine
wow.
ones, ladies. The really fine men. With the nice bodies and all this stuff, usually are very, very tiny. Very true.
Wow.
Very true. And it's kind of shocking. And it's like, when you see them, it's like, man, he's perfect. Oh, my God, he's so fine. And then when he puts his hands down, he's like, oh, that's the problem. Okay, I see what's going on right now.
Right.
It's definitely that.
So,
they definitely super tiny.
When you say that, what is the average, what is your preference?
Of size?
Mm-hmm.
6'7".
6 or 7?
Six, yeah. That's not too big.
No. I surpassed that. But anyway, I don't even know if I was about to ask. That threw me off.
What's wrong with that? I mean, that's a
because
good sign. Some
average,
women, they be getting on my nerves when they be talking about tens and like why would you? That's nice and all, but you ain't gonna wanna. You don't wanna be bust open like that. Anybody trying to mess up my walls and have me loose?
Because average is 5'6".
You sure it's 5? That was like 6'7".
No, average in the eyes of statistically speaking is 5'6".
Dang, I'm a little litty right now. I need to stop.
Yeah, that's bad.
I was about to say something.
6'7". I was like, okay.
Because like if it's huge, then there's no pleasure in it for women. Well, at least not some women that I've spoken with. They've always said there's not too much pleasure in it if it's huge.
If they know what they're doing, there's pleasure.
I've seen some big, big fellas now. I mean, huge, okay? And I wouldn't dare even go for it because it would just be too much. It's just too much.
Mm-mm.
Yes. That's my mind.
Mm-mm.
I don't know about the what.
Mm-mm. I'm telling you, no.
You're not a woman. You don't understand. And then y'all don't even be hitting the
but
spot.
I'm telling you.
Y'all, that's why a lot of women like curves.
But I'm whoa.
Because
first
of the
G spot. Not all of them. Some, yeah. But what I'm saying is firsthand experience. I know for a fact.
Okay. I'm listening. Go ahead. Spill it. Let me know what I'm missing, because I need to know.
Look here. I'm large, and I know what I'm doing. That's all I can say.
Did you just call me Jim's?
No. I said I'm large and I know what I'm doing. That's all I can say.
Oh, okay. Well, I know I've seen, and I haven't been. No, I don't. From a woman's point of view, most women do not have orgasms. They don't. They think they
that
are,
I know.
But they're not.
That I know.
So,
that I know.
With that being said, because the G-spot sits right behind the clitoris.
Right.
I didn't say that you have it.
I,
I'm not. See,
I know,
guys are feeling
like
guilty when I get this talking about
this type of
stuff.
No, because I understand and I know. Because I've heard a lot of women say that. And I'm like, what? Really? How the fuck not? But some motherfuckers don't know that and don't never can never give that.
Yeah, that's why it's better to masturbate by yourself, especially for women. And then they say same-sex couples have the most orgasms. Which is
what?
Something to think about.
The who?
Same-sex couples have the most orgasms.
I'll just stick with lesbian girl-on-girl because I can't think of a man and another man knowing to give another one an orgasm.
Think about it, though. A man's G-spot is in their anal cavity. Did you know that?
Okay.
It's technically it's in there.
Yes, I know.
That's why
yes, I know.
It's right behind the balls in the anal cavity. So that's why same sex have more orgasms. But a lot of guys or homosexual or straight guys will not allow penetration in their anal cavity.
No, and I think a lot of men would just go on without life without having an orgasm, which is fine.
That's not fine.
That's
if you
fine.
Let your woman
why?
Do it, is it still gay? Is it still gay if you let your woman do it?
It's not, but I'm not saying nothing on nothing because I'm not incriminating myself out here.
Oh, the incrimination is real. I'm waiting for you to say something. Let me know what's up. I want to know. You really wouldn't let nobody.
I'm
listening.
You are so bad.
What? I'm asking a question.
This is petty. This is petty. This is not even about me. This is not even about you.
I want to know, shoot. I'm trying to figure this out.
Plus,
the New Year's is coming. People are going to be freaking around and all kind of other stuff. I want to know what's going on. And we grown here. You reached your 30s now. You ain't no little 20s anymore. You in your 30s now. This is about real deal, Holyfield.
And I'm also
that's true. I thought OG Radio go for anything. That's what you said. That's what he said. Exactly.
Oh, shit. You know what? You are horrible.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
How can I answer this? There are no limits to what you and another person can share for the longevity of the relationship.
Okay.
You not accepted that answer?
I don't think that's an acceptable answer, but I guess I take it.
What?
I guess I have to take it. It's a yes or
no.
Would
limit.
You let some a woman? No limit. Okay. No limit soldiers. Okay, I understand.
There are no limits to what a man and woman can do depending on the longevity of their relationship.
You know, I've never personally a guy on that side of the rim, because most guys say hell no.
You probably don't want to do it. Or do
I'm
you?
I'm
dating
a white guy, boy. No, it's not that I want to do it. It's just I wanted to see where their minds was at. You know,
so
but I'm gonna stop. Wait.
So if a what? No, go ahead. I'll ask after you say what you got to say.
So I was talking to this Hispanic guy. I think I was probably like 21. I say 21, and I think I'm being generous. And he asked me to do that, and I was freaked out, and I just stopped talking to him for a long time. Like, I never answered his calls again after he asked me to do that, playing with playing his manly booty.
So is that...
I think I was young, so I didn't understand. I was just like, oh, my God, that's weird. It's like, no, you know?
Okay.
So he kept calling me, and I just stopped answering. So wherever that guy is at, I am sorry.
Now that you're older, would you do it?
I would try to, like, see what it's about, but I don't think I would like to. But, you know, I don't like giving oral either, so.
That just hurt my fucking soul. I feel sorry.
I know. It hurts a lot of.
Across the world. That just hurt my soul.
Just because you don't like doing something doesn't mean you don't do it. I just don't.
Look
at DJ Khaled.
That is fucked up.
But you still do it doesn't necessarily mean you like it. DJ Khaled don't eat pussy. And he tells the whole world that he does not do it.
He lying like a motherfucker.
I know you heard it. I swear to God, there's plenty of clips of him saying that he does not do that. So, and
he's
women
lying.
All over the world are mad at him. You really think he's lying?
He's lying. Yeah, he's lying.
I don't think
all
he's lying. I think
pussy.
He's. Why wouldn't
he's
he?
Lying.
Why wouldn't he tell the truth when so many men are open about doing that?
Not every man are open about it. Some people still behind closed doors, like a little kid.
Just because you don't like doing something doesn't necessarily mean you don't do it. I just don't care
for
it. I mean, I think it's more work.
Do you see
I
his
think
woman?
It's more work. What? See
do you
what
see
woman?
His wife? Bad
yeah.
as hell. You know he eating that coochie.
No, he said he's not. I swear. Look up the video. It says that.
I saw the video, but DJ Khaled is lying. Don't let him fool y'all.
So you really think he's
like,
he does?
Hell yeah. He'd be a fool if he didn't. His wife, fine as hell.
See, we fine. Well, he don't want to put his face down there. And I think giving oil is to a lot of damn work. That's why I feel like eating coochie is a lot easier.
No, it's
personally.
Not. No, it's not.
How is it harder?
No, it's not. It is one and the same.
No, it's not.
You have to know.
It's not one and
you
the
have
same.
To know. You have to know how the other person likes it. That's how good it could be once you find out how they like it. Anybody can do it. But you have to find out what your partner likes for them to enjoy it.
Yeah, my damn mouth hurting. Jaws hurt. No, I'm good. I just be...
See, but it wouldn't even have to be that long. It could be a woman could do it for like 30 seconds, but if she knows how he likes it, those 30 seconds will feel like 5 hours.
That's if she don't like doing it, it's gonna make it horrible for the both of them.
She don't see, but that's the beauty of it. Yeah. I've seen women who don't like it, but will do it for like a certain amount of time, but they know what their partner like and perfected it with practice, of course, with the man, and they would just do it for that X amount of time. You know what I'm saying? Look at Pinky. She was famous, or not Pinky, Superhead was famous for giving Mr. Marcus, I believe, made him come in, what was it, 10 seconds or something like that? 15 seconds? So if you get good at what you do within that amount of time.
And then she also exposed all the celebrities, too.
I mean, yeah, that she did. That she did.
Okay. So, I don't know. I don't know. Sex is just one of them things. It's too much. That's just... I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of that or receiving either. Either one. Either side.
What is wrong with you, yo? What is... You are a different breed. I don't even know what is going on in the universe. The world just stops after those.
A lot of people say that to me. They be like, are you serious? And I be like, very much so. I'm very much serious about that. I'm not really a fan.
But why?
Because, like, I don't know. It's like slob. Like,
what?
I'm just thinking about somebody spitting on me. Like, spitting and the whole slobbing and the whole, like,
there's nothing wrong with that, though. Right,
but then you eat after you, like, you, when you eat your food and stuff like that, you just think, like, ew. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what is wrong? To me,
it's gross.
Yo.
It ain't got nothing to do with it.
How?
It's not a bad experience. I mean, guys have all done it, and I've always been like, oh, okay. Thanks, but I wasn't interested
in it. They didn't do it right.
Everybody says that, but that's not true. And then when I tell them I didn't, you know, they be like, yes, you did. You try to make noises to make them feel good. I guess faking is what you want to call it. You don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but you didn't tell them already that you're not feeling that. So,
that
I mean.
Petty. That's petty. That's petty. That is wrong, bro. That is fucked up. That means it wasn't done right. That's all that means.
Every guy I've told that always says the same thing you're saying. They didn't do it right. And then when they do it, they be like, You did. No, I didn't.
You have to know.
But thank you.
You have to know what a woman
and
likes.
And it tickles.
How she
it tickles
likes
to
it.
Me.
What
it tickles. It tickles. I'll be laughing. I'll be trying not to laugh, but it tickles to me. I'm ticklish.
You know,
I think that's probably
that
why
note,
I don't like it.
On that note, I have to say that OG Radio is brought to you by blogtalkradio.com, where you can broadcast live, build your own radio show, and get a few clicks with an easy-to-use studio. Call in with the host, invite friends and listeners to take part in the show by hosting live interviews. Build continental conversations all over the world without any limit. Only on blogtalkradio.com. I had to say that.
That was a nice infomercial.
Wow. Yeah, I figure I'm going to start doing that, you know, for anything. I'm going to start advertising, whatever, do it like that. But
I know, we need to have some other stuff on that, too. Well, excuse me for being real. I can't lie. I'm not going to lie about it. It tickles to me. And then a lot of women be like, oh, my God, I like when mine's. I was like, that's you. I guess like everybody has their own sexual preferences, and that particularly
so
to me, I'm not
like,
a fan.
So you like the traditional sex then?
Yeah.
Wow.
Spontaneous. Different places. Outside.
Hell nah. Nope. Hell nah. Nope.
Movie theaters.
Nope.
No.
Out the
window.
No. After
you
said or out the play, that get thrown
Why?
Out the window. It is now
Why?
Down to the 1920s traditional sex.
No, that's not what it is. It's just
where the man is like, hey, my lady, would you like to have sexual intercourse?
No, it's not that traditional. It's just I don't like certain shit. Like you, I'm sure don't like certain shit, bro.
When it comes to what?
Certain stuff in sex. But you probably just nasty motherfucker. You probably like everything.
Mm-hmm.
I hate you.
Mm-hmm. But I think that comes with how you grew up, shit. Not only that, I think it takes like a specific person to either bring that out of you or discover that you don't like certain things.
I don't know. It's all at the end of the day. It's the end result is to climax. That's the end result.
Whether you get there or not, it
doesn't really seem to matter.
Shit. That's where the nastiness comes into play.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
There you go. My family's here, everybody.
Oh, hey, family of Genesis.
I don't have
a... Oh, man, that is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna let this die. I ain't gonna never live this down. So I throw that out there. Everybody, Christmas is tomorrow. It don't feel like Christmas. It don't seem like Christmas, but it is Christmas. It's been one hell of a 2020. Next year is the last week we have living in 2020.
I'm scared.
I don't know.
I'm scared for 2021. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm scared. 2020's been, we lost Kobe in January. It's about to be a year since we lost Kobe. Then we turn around and COVID-19 blew up. Then George Floyd died. Then we had riots. This year has been, oh my goodness. There's a lot going on this year.
I'm definitely into conspiracy theories. But I will say that I felt like it wasn't a lot going on in the 4 years that Trump has been in office besides him saying or doing stupid shit, right? So something major had to happen, right? Now, I'm not saying that Kobe's death was a conspiracy, but with all of the deaths of 2020 and the coincidental that a death arose,
down with his
riots and all that shit. John, you know, it was just very coincidental that all of this should happen this year. And
we lost Debo a couple weeks ago.
Right? Quote unquote.
We lost.
At age 62.
Yep. And then who else did we lose this year? We lost Chad Boswick.
King Von.
Yes.
A lot of people this year. A lot of deaths. The girl from BAPS, right. I feel like a lot of deaths. This is the deadliest year of non-violent deaths this year, I would say, besides one or two or three here and there. Besides your regular Chicago bullshit, I feel like this year, overall, has been the most deadliest non-violent death this year.
That's great. What I was thinking. It's a lot of, we lost a lot of people. And I think that
I
has
like
a lot to do with, just this year has been crazy. Like, some heavy
like
people
COVID
that
had
we lost.
To blow up. COVID had to blow up because wasn't major shit really going on while Trump was in office, if you will. Like when Obama came in, you know what I'm saying? Shit, we caught Osama bin Laden, black ass, or whatever you want to call him. We caught, what was it? Damn, what the fuck else happened? I can't think of it for some odd reason. Because when they tried to make H1N1 in Ebola stick, And it didn't last long. It was like, nigga, nah. So then, shit, he got in office and fucked up Osama bin Laden with them damn Navy SEALs and shit. So it wasn't a whole lot that went on with his presidency. It wasn't a whole lot with Bill Clinton, so the whole sex scandal came about. George Bush wasn't a whole lot going on throughout his 8 years, so then, miraculously, 9/11, and we finally go into war. So, again, I am a conspiracy theorist, but I don't like to throw shit out there to make people think. But it's just something to think about.
I think right now, the beginning of 2021 is just going to be icing on the cake for the end of 2020 because, you know, the inauguration is coming up and they're going to have to try to get Trump out of there because he ain't trying to go nowhere. They're going to have to evict his ass. They're going to have to come up there and drag his ass out of the White House. He's not going to leave without a fight.
I feel like he ain't going to find his goddamn bill either. But like he go wait till
which
the last
ones?
Day to
he talking about for the stimulus check?
Mm-hmm.
Think he's got a lot. He's been pardoning all those people, and he might step down. I think he's gonna step down. Let Vice President Pence do his be president for a few weeks, and then so he can pardon him.
That's gonna fuck us up even worse.
Yeah, I think that's the only way they're gonna be able to pardon Trump if he stepped down. And then get pardoned by Vice President Pence. Because he can't pardon himself.
I will say this. 2022, because for some odd reason, 2020 is still, we're still going to go through our bullshit. I'm going to tell y'all this right now. 2022, we will have the first female black president in the United States of America.
Yeah, because Biden's going to probably pass away in office.
Yep.
Is that what you think?
Or he would have to step down because of an illness.
That's fine. Hey, I feel like we in there like booty hair. Yes, we gonna be in there.
And I don't even know if I even like Camila Harris.
You know, I really don't know a lot about her. Oh, and that's. That on my part because I am part African American, so you
like,
call me.
But it's like she's black, but to me she ain't black. That's like putting Condoleezza Rice in office. She's black
she
on the outside, but she's not black on the inside. No, that has nothing to do with it. She just doesn't.
But you can never act the color though. You can't necessarily act the color. You act of your environment.
We have us as black people have our idea. Image of a black president, right? And what a black president can do for African Americans. Now, people criticize Obama for not doing enough, but I always say that he's the president of the United States, not just black people. But when he did do for black people, a lot of black people didn't take advantage because it wasn't their ideal job of what they wanted to do in life. But it's always a start. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's saying that you have to be a janitor forever, but you become a janitor and it opens the doors to a lot of things because you meet a lot of people being a janitor. You know what I'm saying? You go into big businesses, big offices, fucking, you know, those big Prudential building downtown, say you clean up the VP office every night. You know what I'm saying? It could just be a random time where you clean up his office, the VP is there, and you have a conversation with the VP, and, like, next thing you know, something, that conversation changed your life, and you do something totally different, and now you're more richer than you used to be or more help, like, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. But, like, when he provided a bunch of jobs, black people were like, nah, I ain't doing that shit. So guess who gets to do them? The people who's not African-American. What African-American do you know owns a gas station? Not too many. Why? Because the A-Rod is like, we'll do it.
My grandfather.
If they don't want to do it, we'll do it. And
but
I,
you
and
know
I,
how they kicked all the black people out of there?
Yeah.
It's because they prices on the gas where they used to buy from went up, and they was not trying to sell to him at the time, you know, because he's born in 1938. So they wanted all their property to be taken. But he's 82 years old now, and it's he just closed it not too long ago. I sold it to one of the Arabs, but I wish I was, like, home during that time, because I would have definitely got it from him, because I think that's a good investment for African-Americans to have.
Right.
Is a gas station,
and
vending machine, stuff like that, land.
Exactly. And that's the crazy part is that we have the same access to a lot of jobs, a lot of businesses that every other race do, but we don't want to do that. Because
we are not taught.
Not only that, society puts it in a lot of African Americans' heads that, oh, you can only play some type of sport, rap or sing. That's it.
Watching it all day.
Right, and I don't even know the statistics on this, but I bet if you go to 10 random kids, 10 random black kids on the streets right now, and you ask them, what do you want to be in life? I guarantee you 8 out of 10, no, but I say maybe 6 out of 10 will want to be rap stars, and then the other is going to be in the NBA or the NFL. That's fucked up, if you ask me.
Yeah, because they look at African-Americans as entertainment. That's it. We make y'all laugh. We make y'all...
I'm not afraid to say it. We are still to this day the fucking blackface. Because yes, we dance better, we sing better, we fuck better, we fucking play sports better than white people. Like real shit. Like when you watch porn, right? Black people don't look at white people porn. It's not appealing to us. So we always would go to the ebony porn because that's more appealing to us. And they do things better than white people.
I can't say that's true because I don't watch black people porn.
You canceled your stuff when you said you didn't like oil. So anything you say after that just does not matter.
Damn.
You fucked up.
Well, it's please me. It wasn't. I didn't say I did not like it. I said I did not care for it. It wasn't my favorite dish.
You didn't have the right person. The favorite dish to eat. I'm dead, bro.
It's not my favorite. It's okay not to have a favorite dish. Like everything.
Somebody will change your life one day. I don't know.
No. It's just one guy they call him Mississippi. Yeah. He was pretty good at it, but it still wasn't appealing to me.
I'm telling you, somebody will change your life one day.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see. Until then, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
You say anything you say after that, you revoked yourself. Damn. I didn't know I could do that.
But
I did not
back
know
to what I was saying, though, I feel like, yeah, we are the entertainment monkeys, you know what I'm saying? We do every... We were talking about the porn. Yeah, I mean, I watch any and everything because I don't care. Like, whatever it is, I'm with it. But majority of the congregation, yeah. I can change a lot of minds out here.
I think of the Life movie every time I hear that. Because you was a nasty motherfucker, Ray.
Now I want to watch that shit. But
me too.
Right? But yeah, I just feel like, okay, all right. When it comes to cooking, right? Would you rather eat white people's food or black people's food? I don't give a fuck who the black person is. I'd rather eat the black person's food. Why?
I don't know, because some black people are nasty as fuck, and they be having roaches and shit in their kitchen. I'm sorry.
I'm
very picky.
Let's not include roaches and shit like that. But ideally, right, out the gate, we automatically think that white people, can't cook. Unseasoned fucking
don't
meat.
Season.
Make everything casserole. They don't put sugar in their Kool-Aid. That's the conclusion we jump. Then when it comes to black food, we're like, oh, well, they cook with soul, this, that, and the third. But that's,
but that's the way
that's
we was mentally brainwashed.
Exactly.
Because we was left with the scraps
now,
and stuff like that as slaves, so
right.
we had to make it do what it does in the kitchen.
And we made right.
So
now,
half the stuff we shouldn't
know
be
some white people
eating
who can
anyway.
Cook. Now I do know some white people that can cook, but I still prefer black people because they know. First of all, we don't sit there and look at the fucking box and look at how to make a certain thing or how to measure some shit. We just fucking pour it, and what we think is right is right. White people are like, oh, okay, 2 cups of, two teaspoons of salt. Let me do that. A pinch of pepper. Let me do that. Like, and then that shit comes out nasty as fuck. Like, nigga, did you season it? Yeah, I seasoned it. Yeah, it don't taste like it, motherfucker. We just go in the cabinet, grab it, open it, pour that shit, cook it, and it tastes good as fuck.
And that's why we be having a lot of high blood pressure and diabetes and all that other stuff, too.
And that's fine, because at some point we go have an expiration date anyway. So
you sound
the
just
sooner
like
you
my
meet
mom.
Jamaica, real shit, the sooner you meet, well, I could say in the heart of 2020, the sooner you met Jamaica, the better. But, you know, we all want to live, but shit, this type of life we live in, and by us electing a clown for a president, it just shows you that we're just goofy. This country's just goofy as hell. It's not the land of the free nor the home of the brave. And I need black people to stop wanting to save the national anthem, because the real national anthem, now I'm not going to say the real national, the true meaning behind the national anthem was fucking racist as hell. They just decided to pick this particular part because it's non-racist and say, hey, this is going to be the pledge of the fucking national anthem. Fuck that. The national anthem is racist as fuck.
I wasn't the one to really...
Right. I was never the one to really sing it, nor say the Pledge of Allegiance. I just, you know, put my heart, hand over my heart, was just like, all right, niggas. Like, I don't really say that shit. I really wish that somebody could really teach the true history of African Americans. You know what I'm saying? I hate that in some colleges, African American history is taught by white people. That should not never fucking happen.
Well, that's because they're the one who created the history, or they the one who really know the history, because their ancestors didn't. They know the truth and they just keep lying about it.
That's all they keep doing is lying about it. So the older I've got, the more I don't give a fuck about what's in these damn books in these schools, because they're all full of fucking lies.
Well, I definitely feel like another segment, right?
Right.
Today
segment.
Was supposed to be Christmas, a Christmas show. We started talking about all kinds of shit, but
hey, you brought it up. Your ass over there lit.
I did. I am. I definitely am. But you gotta think, guys. I had a 9-month prison sentence. Okay. 9 months prison sentence. So I'm enjoying myself.
You and me.
You ain't had no damn 9 month jail sentence.
The fuck I
you ain't been pregnant.
Shit. Shit.
Yeah, but I'm enjoying myself. I just love just relaxing. That's all. Just relaxing and happy holidays. And it's just nice to just be around people and, you know, your family and stuff like that, you know? So. Especially all year long, you really I personally really haven't been out the house as much, or have really done a lot of stuff this year pertaining to like
about none of the shit they talking about. I've been everywhere and still testing negative. Live your fucking life.
See, his ass is just
clearly. No, it ain't that. Life is just too short. Because something happens, don't mean life fucking stops. 9/11 happened, didn't mean life fucking stops. You know what I'm saying? Just do what you got to do to be safe. It's like wearing a condom with sex. Do what you got to do to be safe. So it means wear a condom if you're fucking to be safe. It ain't just to prevent babies. It's to prevent some of the minor shit that you can prevent. some of this shit don't matter if you have a condom or not, if you catch the catch. But it's just like that, man. Like, you don't sit here and be all scared and worried in the house and just living that. That's what they wanted you to do. They wanted you to stress out and be in the house all the time. And that's bad on your mental and bad on your health. That's what they wanted at the beginning of the year. And black people was like, yo, fuck this. We finally grew some balls and like, nah, fuck this. We're going to go party or do X, Y, and Z. Like, I hate the news because the news gives out false information at times. They use certain tactics to get us to try to scare us. You know what I'm saying? And then you get most of us who really don't give a fuck what they got to say, just do what we got to do. And we are more healthier than the next person. You know? I have been to a lot of events this year and done a lot of shit, right? Versus some coworkers of mine who caught COVID. Now, they have been the most cautious people I've ever known to man during this COVID, and they caught it, and I didn't. You know what I'm saying? And I've been everywhere. So it's like,
yeah, that's
I'm
like a person catching cancer ain't never smoked, and a person that smoked for 30 years ain't got cancer.
Exactly.
It's the luck of the draw.
I wash my hands. I do wear my mask. You know what I'm saying? I do fucking sanitize and all the other goof-ass shit they want us to do. You know what I'm saying? You know, when I have to. But it's not every time I got my fucking mask on. Because I'm just like, yo, I just touched this gas pump. This gas pump is nasty as fuck. I just touched my car door. My car door is nasty as fuck. Shit, I'm sitting down. I'm wiping my face off full of sweat. Like, that's nasty as fuck. So it's little things that we don't pay attention to that we do that fucks us up, but we don't pay attention to it. So, to me, it's just like, I don't give a fuck what the media say. I'm going to just live my fucking life the way I've been living. I'm going to still take those precautions, but I'm going to just live my life. I'm not going to be scared and stay in one lane. Why?
Yeah. You live every day, you die once.
You know, you can only die one time. We are not cats.
They asked that one time, too. Rolled over on the side of the road.
I mean, technically, fuck all that non-live shit. So technically, they do die once.
Exactly. No, but I am enjoying the holidays. I wish some people to call in and say what they was doing today for the holidays. But I can't wait because I have dreams that this radio station is going to be a huge hit.
And you know
in the
what?
Near future.
Not only us who think that. I don't know if you tune in to other shows, but other people have said that for us. Big shout out to Don, because he called in this week. He's a familiar face with AK. He's a person of interest to be in contact with, and I definitely going to utilize the knowledge that he has. I don't want what he has. I just want him to show me how. You know what I'm saying? So he's a radio personnel, been doing this shit for 25 years. Him and AK are real close. And he called in on Terry's shows and mine the past couple days. I know he's busy today. He would have called in today, but I know he's busy. He knows a lot about you, myself, and Beatrice through Terry and everything.
Really?
Yes. So he's been speaking things to existence for us. I've had a well-known, famous R&B singer on the show yesterday. Shout out to Rosa Knife. She's speaking things in existence for us, so I will be doing a lot of work with her and vice versa. So it's slowly coming. It's coming. It's coming, Genesis. It's coming.
Well, let's get some more poets on here.
Yes. It's so much to say about that poetry shit. But look, y'all, if you're serious about the poetry, be serious. I don't need the sob stories. I don't need X, Y, and Z. Like, I get it. I understand. But it's not needed if you want to just get it out there. You know what I'm saying? Just say what you got to say. Let your poetry, let your music speak for you. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to give me that background. I don't need it. Let the world know that background through your art. because I'm going to think you crazy as fuck by revealing all this information to me that I do not need to know because you don't know me.
Well, I got some good news. So, Zoetic Island is officially mine. 2021
hey.
January. Yes, in
all
a couple
right.
of weeks. I go, yes, I'm extremely, extremely excited about it. And that's where all the poetry and the new music and stuff is going to happen. Hopefully, once COVID is over, I'll have a grand opening sometime next summer. Well, this summer that's coming up. So
well, you know
I'm really
there.
Excited about that. I know you better be.
So, to where I'm moving to, I'm literally only an hour away, so I will definitely be going there a lot.
Oh, damn, when are you moving?
I am moving
you
in March.
You better text me offline.
I'm not going to give. Yes, I guess. I did.
Not about that?
Oh, I mean, we got to talk about that.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We'll
I'm
start with that.
Right
we'll
now.
Be, well, I am too. So let's start with that, and then we'll lead into what was just said. But we have about 2.5 minutes left. Anything else you want to say and share?
Well, you can follow me, Genesis Silverman, on Facebook, or I am Genesis, that's 3YEM_Genesis, on Instagram. Also, go buy the book, Thunderstorms Were Meant to Be My Friend. Thunderstorms Were Meant to Be My Friend is on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Bookpatch, any book platform is pretty much on there. You can go purchase it. Yeah, happy holidays, everybody, and be safe and stay masked up. That's it.
Y'all already know, man. It's your favorite host with the buttered toast. Y'all know where the fuck to follow a nigga at. HellRail 1290 and RadioRail 21 is my IG. Dilla2811 is my Twitter. I'm kind of getting into using that. All those who are on my Facebook, I am banned, so I'm not going to use it. But you can still message me if you want to get on the show. Yes, I am the DMX of Facebook right now. But
well,
happy holidays, everybody. Be safe. Please don't just be out here catching fucking COVID. We ain't got time for that. You know, people got families and shit. That is it for me. I'm going to play us out to Bria Cherie, Endless Desire. Shout out to AKB Trey. Shout out to you, Genesis, as always.
Mm-hmm.
I always enjoy these shows. So I'm about to text you right now. And Bria Cherie, if you're out there listening and enjoying your holiday, this is your song, Endless Desire. Good night, everybody.
Feel inside, I'll be waiting up for you.